Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. Last Perek described the ideal world we dream about and daven for. Despite only being six pesukim, six verses long, this Perek holds important themes, and in this Perek are actually the words we use for Havdalah. By the end, I hope we have a better appreciation and understanding of why we say these words to say goodbye to Shabbos. And so, before we jump into the first pasuk, I want to remind us that we left off last parak with a vision of world peace, unselfish service of Hashem, and all of us back home in the land of Israel, where we belong. V'amarta bayom hahu, odecha Hashem, ki anafta bi, yashov apcha utenachameni. And you will say on that day, I thank you, Hashem, that you have shown me your anger. Your anger will subside and you will comfort me. We certainly understand the deep desire to sing out a song to Hashem on that day, the day when Mashiach comes. But why are we thanking Hashem for showing us his anger? Rashi points out that when Mashiach comes, we will look back at Galus and realize that it was the Galus experience itself that allowed us to be worthy for this redemption. We say in Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim, Mipnei Chatzainu Galinu Me'artzainu. We were put into Galus. We were exiled because of our sins. We were steeped in self-destructive, immoral behaviors. But Hashem did not leave us to be destroyed by our enemies. Hashem did not leave us for another nation. Hashem wanted to redeem us. We just had to be worthy to be redeemed. So he needed to polish our tarnished silver. He needed to melt the imperfections away. And it was the Galus experience itself that was the cause, the reason we were deserving of being redeemed. Otherwise, we would have been left a tarnished, bruised, imperfect people, undeserving of his geula. Rav Chaim Friedlander also notes that the experiences that feel like Hashem's anger often wake people up to daven more, give more tzedakah, to do more chesed, to learn more Torah. Those circumstances sometimes push us to be more and to do more. Recently, my daughter had a low fever, so we wanted to give her medicine. And to her, the medicine was the opposite of what she had in mind, so she, as most toddlers would, screamed. She did not want the medicine, so we had to hold her down to give it to her. But what we knew that the medicine itself was going to be the cure. To her, we were being evil. To us, we were bringing her cure. This pasuk is explaining that when Mashiach comes, people will have the clarity to look back and see how all the seemingly painful moments were truly small doses of medicine, getting us cured and ready for this amazing day. In the moment, it is so hard to see things that way and to feel that way. What seems like anger to us is Hashem just trying to bring us home. And each moment that feels challenging, each moment something painful happens, we could hold on to these words. Odecha Hashem ki anafta bi. Hashem, I know you only want what is good for me. What feels like anger is love. What feels like betrayal is acceptance. What feels like pain is potential. Chazal explained that there are four individuals who are required to sing thanks to Hashem, and one of those four is someone who is freed from jail. The Mincha Gedola notes this Chazal and wonders, is there any jail more intense than exile? It is only appropriate that when Mashiach comes, we sing with incredible joy, finally released from the jail of exile. And with Pasuk Bet, verse 2, we begin the words that we say for Havdalah. Hine kal yeshuati, eftach velo evchad, hi azi vizimras ka Hashem vayhi li lishua. Hashem, behold, he is my redeemer. I will trust and not be afraid. Because my victory and song are Hashem, he has been my deliverance. The theme of trust in Hashem continues. I trust in Hashem and will not be afraid, no matter what happens. Once I know everything is for my benefit, for my good, for my ultimate redemption, I won't be scared. The Malbim points out that the people during the time of Mashiach will not have to be afraid of another Galus coming. Remember, we've been through this before. A first Beis HaMikdash, then came a second, here comes the third. So some might have this nagging worry that this amazing reality will come crashing down like the others. But this redemption, this Geula, is the final one, and there will be no more potential for evil. The Malbim continues and gives two reasons why we can trust Hashem's promise here that this will be the final Geula. When a person relies on another for something, there is an underlying fear that something might happen to the person or something might impact their ability to help. For example, if someone is supporting his children financially, or if a doctor is curing a patient, there is a worry that something might happen to the parent or to the doctor, or something might cause a financial setback, or something might get in the way of their ability to help medically. Both would leave the child struggling without support. Here, says the Malbim, there is trust, because number one, Hine Kel Yeshuasi. First, it is Hashem who we are trusting, and obviously nothing can happen to God. And number two, the Pasuk used the term Yeshua, not Ezra. Ezra means help. Yeshua means eternal. With Ezra, a person gets something positive because they deserved it somehow. So if they stop deserving it, they lose the privilege or the prize. But Yeshua means Hashem gave something positive, b'chesed. And so even if they were ever to stop deserving it, the gift would continue. For Rav Schwab, these words point to the secret of our survival. Eftach v'lo efchad. Jewish history is full of suffering and persecution, and yet they had unshakable faith. They continued to trust Hashem fearlessly, facing their circumstances. Notice how Yeshayahu once again weaves the words of Moshe Rabbeinu into his messages. These words are taken from Moshe's song, Az Yashir, a song many sing every day during davening. In Shemos, Moshe says, Azi v'zimraska v'hi li lishua. Here Yeshayahu is saying the same exact words, but he adds the name of Hashem, Azi v'zimraska Hashem v'hi li lishua. When Moshe had his victory, it was incomplete. The entire world did not fully and finally recognize and accept Hashem. But here, after this final victory, the entire world will recognize Hashem. Hence, why Yeshayahu adds the name of Hashem to this beautiful song, thanking him for saving us. U'sha'afta mayim besason mima'aynei ha'yeshua. You will draw water with joy from the wellsprings of salvation. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses Chol HaMoed Sukkis and states that anyone who did not see the Simchas Beis HaShoeva never saw real happiness in his life. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash, beginning with the second night of Sukkis, they would draw water out for the morning korban, the morning sacrifice. And our pasuk is the source that they needed to draw the water out with joy. U'sha'afta mayim besason. And because they were so happy, they were worthy of getting Ruach HaKodesh. They were worthy of getting divine inspiration. Because we know Hashem rests when a person is in a happy mindset. The name Simchas Beis HaShoeva was really about drawing out this Ruach HaKodesh, this inspirational connection with Hashem. But why are we talking about this in a perek discussing the era of Mashiach? But that is actually the point. The joy at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was the Ruach HaKodesh people got knowing that in the future, there will be a time when we will live like this on a regular basis. When Mashiach comes, everyone at their own level will get Ruach HaKodesh. And so, the real joy at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was the deep inner faith and hope that the day will come that is one ongoing Simchas Beis HaShoeva with joy and Ruach HaKodesh. U'sha'afta mayim besason. When Mashiach comes, we will draw out Ruach HaKodesh each to our own levels. Rashi, the final approach we will bring, is that these waters are new understandings and approaches to Torah. Ein mayim ela Torah. These waters are symbolic of Torah. What it means is at the time of Mashiach, so much of the Torah that was forgotten throughout exile will be revealed and retaught. V'amartem bayom hahu, hodu l'Hashem, kiru b'shmo, hodiu ba'amem alilotav, haskiru ki niskav shmo. And you will say on that day, thank you, Hashem. Call out in his name. Let the nations know his actions and how exalted he is. Va'amartem is written in the plural form so that every person is involved in thanking Hashem and telling the world about it. Avraham began his mission, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, calling to the world to recognize and thank Hashem. But even in a world where everyone recognizes Hashem at the time of Mashiach, the Jewish people will still serve as the world's Kohanim, leading, blessing, and teaching others how to serve Hashem properly. So why do we say these words at Havdalah as our goodbye to Shabbos? After a 25-hour Shabbos experience, a person is on a higher level, feeling more clarity and closeness to Hashem. And so we end Shabbos comforting a person that a time will soon come when we don't have to ebb and flow in and out of Shabbos, but the entire world will live on clarity and closeness to Hashem. Chazal brings down that Mashiach will not come on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos itself, because people are too preoccupied with getting the house ready or serving guests. So Motzei Shabbos, after Shabbos leaves, it's the first chance to bring Mashiach again. And so, as we close a spiritually uplifting Shabbos, we talk about the times of Mashiach, since this is the first chance we have again to see his arrival. The final psukim read, Zamru Hashem kegeos asa, Mudas zos b'chol ha'aretz, v'tzahali v'roni yoshevet Zion ki gadol b'kirbech kedosh Yisrael. Sing to Hashem because of all the amazing things he did for the world. Be happy and sing because Hashem has become exalted in your midst. With this, the goal has been achieved. Living in the land of Israel, with Hashem's presence clear to the world, people truly happily living in peace with each other, within themselves and with Hashem. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.